Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2:1-4. During the personal ministry of Jesus, with those whom he had chosen to be apostles, he had promised to them, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." John 16:13-14. The Holy Spirit would reveal to the apostles all truth and things to come. Before his ascension into heaven, Jesus reminded his apostles of this promise, and now the time when the promise would come to them. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Acts 1:8. Now the Spirit comes upon the apostles, giving them the power to speak to this multitude which is assembled in Jerusalem on the feast of Pentecost. They are able to speak with the various tongues of the multitude out of every nation under heaven, Acts 2:5. This multitude was amazed and marveled because they heard them speak in their own language. "How hear we every man in our tongue wherein we were born?" Acts 2:8. Peter and the apostles proclaimed the message of the gospel, telling them that Jesus Christ was a man approved of God, who was delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, having been taken and crucified by their own wicked hands. But God raised him up from the dead and seated him on David's throne. "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Acts 2:22-37. Peter would speak, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ, located at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.